Boker Tov, good morning. We're starting Masachet Sotah B'Zad Hashem Daf Bet Amud Aleph. We're starting from the beginning. Okay, just a quick introduction. Masachet Sotah is a very intricate Masachet. It's 49 Dafim. I don't think we're going to get through, obviously, all the Dafim this summer, but we'll definitely get through a couple Daf at least. And basically, what is a Sotah? Sotah is a woman. It's from Parashat Naso. It's a woman that is a promiscuous woman or is a suspicious woman. And let me just close the door. And her husband warns her not to seclude herself with this specific person. And what ends up happening is she goes in private and seclusion with this person. So that the husband takes her to the, brings her up to the Beit HaMikdash, goes through this whole process. And she has to drink these sota waters. What basically these waters were, where they take the Megillah that's written in the Torah, that has Hashem's name written on it, and they would erase this Megillah into the waters, and they would make her drink. If she cheated on her husband, she explodes. If she did not, Hashem blesses her that she gets, instead of having female children, she gets male children. She has. We're going to see in the Gemara what the blessings are of Hashem, but she receives a lot of bracha if she comes out innocent. So the first Mishnah we're going to start with is going to talk about the warning. The first Mishnah begins, HaMekaneh LeIshto, if somebody warns his wife. Notice how it starts, HaMekaneh. It doesn't say you should warn, it says if a person warns their wife. Why does it word it like that? Okay, very good. This is what the Gemara said, very nice. The Gemara said that obviously it's not good to warn. You shouldn't warn your wife.
So what should he do instead of that?
Oh, good Shailah, good question. We'll see. Let's see when we get to the Gemara. But what you're not supposed to do is you're not supposed to warn. That's what it sounds like. And if a person did, this is what happens. HaMekaneh LeIshto, if a person warns his wife, we have a Machloket Tanaim. Rabbi Elezer says, Mekaneh Le'al Pishnayim, you have to warn her with two witnesses. If you don't have witnesses when you warn, it's as if you didn't warn. So you need to warn with two witnesses. Umashka Al Pi Edechad or Al Pi Atzmo. And you can make her drink, like we said, the sotah waters, you can make her drink with one witness or even on his own testimony. What does it mean to make her drink with one witness? How do you make her drink with a witness? Warning, I understand. You warn her, you need to have two witnesses watching the warning. But and
it
listening
means, like,
to the warning.
Seeing her be secluded with one guy.
Oh, very good. So we're going to jump into Rashi. HaMekaneh LeIshto Lishna Dikran Nakat. It's taking the Lashon of the Pasuk. It says V'kineh Et Ishto. So it's using the word V'kineh as the warning. We're going to see in the Gemara what is Lashon Kinoi. The Kaman Megemara Mefaresh My Lashon Kinoi. We're going to see what the language of Kinoi really means later on. Uv'matnitin Mefaresh Ketzad Mekanela. In the Mishnah, it explains how do we warn her. We didn't get to that yet. Omer La Al Tistarim Ishploni. And it says, you cannot go in seclusion with this person. That's the warning. Then Rashi says, Mekanela Al Pishnaim. You warn her with two witnesses. Imbal Hashkota. If you want to make her come and drink. Tzarich La'avishne Edim. You need to bring two witnesses. Sha'amar la bifnehem, that you said to her in front of them, Al tisteri imo. Don't go in private with this person. These two witnesses need to say. V'im lo kinela bifne shnaim, einan eseret ala v'stirata ve'ino mashka. If he didn't warn her in front of two witnesses, she does not become asura by going in seclusion with this man, and he cannot make her drink. So meaning you need the witnesses in order to be able to cause her to drink. This is the warning. Now Rashi says, "Umashka al pi dechad o al pi atzmo." What does it mean to warn her to drink? So he says, "Vafilo en edim shenistera ela ed echad o hu atzmo." Even if there aren't witnesses that saw her go in private with the man, or it was just one witness, or it was just him. Omer reitia shenistera achar shekinetila. He can say, "I saw her go in private after I warned her."
Who could say that?
The husband.
But he didn't see her, though.
He did.
Oh, it said that the husband was the only one and he could count as like a single witness?
For regards to stira. For regards to causing her to be able to get her to drink, he can say, I saw her. I warned her in front of two witnesses and I saw her go in private with this man that I told her not to go in private with.
According to Rabbi Yeshua, is the husband able to be one of the two?
Hold on, I don't say, we didn't get to end Rabbi Yeshua yet. Okay. We're still in Rabbi Eliezer. Before we jump to Rabbi Yeshua, let's just finish the Rashi, and I'll get to your question. It says, Ne'eseret b'stira ad she'tishte, she becomes asura until she drinks, u'lekaman yalfinan mikra'e she'stirata usarta ala misafek. Later on, we're going to see in the Gemara that from the Psukim, she becomes asura out of safek once she goes in private. Now back to the Mishnah. Mishnah. So we had Rabbi Eliezer. He says you can warn her in front of. You have to warn her in front of two people. You can give her to drink even with one witness. That meaning you, if you, if one witness saw her going in private, that's enough. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mekanela al Pishnaim Umashka al Pishnaim. No, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says no. You have to warn her with two witnesses, and you have to see her go in private. You need two witnesses. One witness is not enough. What was your question?
Saying since. Since it makes a distinction with Rabbi Eliezer for one verse two, like for one verse himself, does that mean that he can't be one of the two witnesses according to Rabbi Yeshua? Meaning for to make her drink, if he saw her and someone else saw her.
It's a good shayla. Let's see. We'll see if maybe we.
Why is
see
that even a question? He's also a witness.
So the question is: Rabbi Yeshua is disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer. Is he disagreeing with him completely, saying you cannot even be a witness, or he's saying no, you can be a witness, but maybe it's also, you have to join another witness.
Also, he could even be greater than one witness, because why would this guy want to go? Like, he wouldn't want to, like, he wouldn't want to see his wife with another man. Like, he wouldn't lie about that. That's something, like, he would want to know for his, like, own reputation and himself. So, like, I don't
because
know.
It says, because Rabbi Eliezer, when it says that, it says al pi echad or al pi atzmo. So doesn't it seem like he doesn't count as, like, a witness?
Yeah,
well, he does doesn't count as a witness
for Rabbi Yeshua.
For Rabbi Eliezer, he does count.
Yeah.
It sounds like from Rabbi Yeshua you need to have actually two other witnesses. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Ketzad mikanela. How do you warn her? So how does he warn her? Omer la bifnei shnayim. He says to her in front of two people, Al tidamberi im ish peloni. Don't speak to this man. Vedibra imo. She spoke to him. Is that a problem? A woman's not allowed to speak to a man. So he says, Adayin muter lebeitav muter lechol b'tshuma. She's still permitted to her house. What does that mean, her house?
She can sleep with her husband.
She can still be with her husband. And umuter lechol b'truma. She's allowed to eat truma. Why would she be allowed to eat truma?
She's
married to a kohen. Very good. So she can still eat truma. Meaning, telling the wife, don't speak to this man, that's not a warning. That's not a problem. A woman speaking to a man is not the prohibition. Nichnesa imo lebet haseter, if she goes in private with him, with that man, v'sha'ata imo kedei tum'a, and she waited in that room with him, the amount of time it takes to sleep with him, asura lebeita, she is forbidden to her husband, asura lechol b'truma, and she is forbidden to eat teruma if her husband is a kohen. Ve'imet, and if the husband dies, and they don't have any children, there's usually a mitzvah of the brother of the husband to do the mitzvah of yibum or chalitza. In this case, since she is safek, if she's really allowed to stay together with the husband died, so we say imet choletzer milomitia bemet. She's obligated to do chalitza, which is, what is chalitza exactly? Spinning in front of the person. So she takes off his shoe, she removes the man, the brother-in-law's shoe, and she spits in front of him.
That's a mitzvah.
The mitzvah is really yibum. So this is chalitza is to unbind the connection you have to the brother-in-law. It's to break off the bond. The binding. You have a binding to the brother-in-law, this breaks the binding, she's obligated to break it off, she cannot do yibum. You want that something?
Yeah. What's the difference between tuma and secluded? In the Gemara.
So what it's saying is not only just going in seclusion with her, but she has to wait the amount of time. We're going to see on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, hopefully, over there brings many different opinions, how long it is to do this violation. What's the time limit? How long does it take? But what it's saying in the Mishnah is going in private with the man is not enough. It's going private with the man and wait the amount, the allotted time it takes to be able to do the prohibition.
So there are three levels. Talking, which is not a problem.
Right.
Secluded, which is also not a problem.
It's a problem contingent that it has the time.
So, but the Tumah is fully a problem.
Correct. Meaning waiting the allotted time of Tumah would be the problem. Exactly. That would be
where... Where does it mention time in the Mishnah, though?
Kedei Tumah, the amount of time it takes to sleep with the man.
That's what Kedei Tumah means?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay? So this is the Mishnah. Let's go to Rashi.
Hey, one question. Sorry. Yeah. Where else do we see Chalitza? Like, where else... Whenever we... Like, what's another scenario where we would have to do that?
I mean, it's Masechet Yevamot. All of Masechet Yevamot is about Yibum and Chalitza. It's all about if you have a man who is married to a woman, he dies without children, and he has a brother. The brother has a mitzvah to do Yibum. If the brother-in-law doesn't want to marry the sister-in-law, they do something called Chalitza. That's just the general. That's a rule in the Torah.
It's one of the hardest Masechet.
So it's yes, Yevamot is a very, very difficult Masechet. Nowadays, it's. It's a question if nowadays you still do Yibum nowadays or not.
Do we?
Ashkenazim don't do Yibum. Ashkenazim only do Chalitza. They say that, like Abba Shaul, that when a person was, they were doing Gibum, they would do it, they weren't doing it 100% Hashem Shamayim. It was to, you know, to be able to be with the woman and stuff like that. So therefore he says we only do Chalitza nowadays, the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch says no, we still do Yibum, it's a mitzvah to do Yibum. So we do still, Sfaradim still do Yibum today. Most of the Minhagim is usually they only do Chalitza, but if a person wants to do Yibum, they can. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Tzarech Bet Edim Af L'Stirata, you need two witnesses even for seclusion. V'dibra imo, she saw him, she spoke to him, Shelo b'makom seter, not in a private area, not in a secluded area. Why is Rashi saying that? Because if it was in a private area, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Meaning speaking is nothing, but the seclusion aspect is the problem. So if it was speaking in seclusion, that's a problem. Adain muter lebeta, she's still permitted to her husband, the shamesh imbala, to be with her husband. Muter b'chuma, she's permitted to have chuma, im eshet koheni, if she's the wife of a kohen. Kedei tuma, kedei ha'ara'a, the amount of time it takes to begin the process of the violation. Asura lebeta, she is forbidden to her husband, misafek, out of doubt. Kedei alfina lakamana, we see later on, shlosha, Venitma'ah amurim parasha. It says venitma'ah three times in the parasha. Vekineh tishto v'hin nitma'ah. Venistera v'hin nitma'ah. Tachat ishah venitma'ah. Venitma'ah. Echad sha'asura la'baal, v'chad sha'asura la'boel, im yamut ba'ala, o yigarshena, v'chad sha'asura la'chumah. So it's three times it says nitma'ah. We learn later on, why is it three times? It's saying that if she goes in seclusion, one time it's teaching us that she's forbidden to stay with her husband. The next time she's forbidden to go with the guy she's secluded with. And the third one is if her husband is a kohen, she's not allowed to have truma anymore. So these three times, it teaches us these three prohibitions.
So when, if someone's wife cheats on them, they're not allowed to be with them after, right? They have to get divorced?
Of course. This is not, close again, this is a case of we were suspicious if she did something. How much more so if she actually did something?
What if a man wants to be with his wife still?
No, he's not allowed. Asura. And she cheats beratzon if she did it with will. If it's eshet kohen, even if it was honest, even if it was rape, she's asura to her husband.
Whoa. But we learned in Megillah that...
Eshet kohen. That's eshet Israel. Oh, yeah, eshet Israel is only beratzon. Only with will. Okay. Ve'imet. And if he died, kodem shehishka. Before she drank the waters. Then ve'ein lo banim, and he doesn't have children.
What does children have to do with anything?
Oh, because the mitzvah yibum only applies when there's no children. Once there's children, then there's no more mitzvah yibum.
If there's one child.
Also, no more mitzvah. Ve'hi zekuka li'avam, she is binding to the brother-in-law, so she has to do chalitza, choletzet, Rashi says, linase lashuk, in order to be able to marry someone else. Ve'lo mityabemet, and she cannot do yibum, u'gemara ya'lifla, and the Gemara is going to explain where we learn that out. This is Rashi on the Mishnah. Gemara. Everything clear so far?
Yeah.
Michti, let's see. Tana min Nazir Salik. The Tana is coming from Nazir. What does that mean?
It's connected.
Meaning what?
I guess right after.
Oh, right. So the previous Masech, right before Masech Sota, was Masech Nazir. So there's no Stam. The order is just put like that. There's a very specific reason why the order of the Masechtot are put in such an order. So the Gemara is saying, Mai Tana dekat Tana Sota. Why did this Tana teach Sota following Nazir? Why is he coming from Nazir going to Sota? What's the connection?
Why does Gemara care about that also?
Because we're starting Masechet Sota. We want to know what does this have to do with the previous Masechet. There must be something connected from it's coming from one to the other.
Every other Masechet?
We usually do it for many Masechet.
Yeah, but in
Tani, kind of. Yeah, it's in Tani. Most of the Masechet, they do this to connect a lot of the Masechet. So the Gemara says, Ked Rebbe. It's coming to teach us the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya, as a Baraita says, Rebbe Omer Rebbe says, Lama nismecha parashat Nazir the parashat Sota. Why is the passage of the Nazir close to the passage of Masechet Sota of the topic of Sota? If you look in the Torah also, they're right next to each other.
Well, Sota is first.
Right. Oh, very good. In the Chumash itself, though, Masechet Sota comes first. Over here, Masechet Nazir comes first. So let's see. So why is it next to each other in the Torah? So he says, "Lomar lav to tell you, shekol haroe sota bikilkula yazir atmo mina yain. Anyone who sees a sota woman in her kilkul, in her destruction, in what's happening to her, and how she's going through everything she's going through, the nazir is going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to pull myself. The guy's going to say, I'm going to hold myself back from drinking wine because this is what happens when you drink wine. So that's why Nazir and Sotah are one after one another, because the guy who sees the Sotah woman is going to be Mazir Atzma, hold himself back from wine. And Nazir is somebody who removes himself from wine. He says, I'm not going to drink wine anymore, not going to cut my hair anymore, eat grapes, nothing like nothing of the light. I cannot be Metamel Metim, I cannot go to the cemetery.
Sotah should be first.
Oh, so that's the Gemara's question, right? So that's the Gemara's next question. So the Gemara says, Vilin Sotah v'hadar litnei Nazir, why don't we teach Sotah first? It's saying you see a sotah, you're gonna become a nazir. So it should be sotah first, then nazir. So the Gemara says, "I did the tanik ketubot, since it taught masachet ketubot first, v'tana hamadir, and then it taught in masachet ketubot there's a chapter about nedarim called perek hamadir. So since it taught hamadir, tana nedarim. That's why right after masachet ketubot it taught masachet nedarim, because ketubot had to do with neder, so it taught nedarim, which is all about neders." Ve'aydi the Tana Nedarim, and since it taught Nedarim, Tana Nazir, the Damina Nedarim, it taught right after Nedarim, it taught Nazir, which is similar to a Neder. A Nazir is taking upon himself not to drink wine. It's like a Neder. And once it taught Nazir, Ve'katani Sotah Kederabi. And that's why it taught Sotah right afterwards. So really, it should be that Sotah comes first. But the reason why it doesn't is because we have to go in order from Ketubot to then to Nedarim, and then Nazir, and then Sotah. Just an interesting footnote question is, why not start with Sotah, go to Nazir, then go to Nedarim, and then go to Ketubot? Do it backwards. Meaning, you're starting with Ketubot, why, we don't know. And then from Ketubot, you're saying, because it's Perek HaMadir, then I'm going to jump to Nedarim, because it has to do with Neders. Then I'm going to go to Nazir, which is like a Neder. And then I'm going to go to Sotah, because of Rebbe, even though it should really be the other way around. I can't make it the other way around, because Nazir has to do with Nedarim. Why not just make it the right order and start with Sotah?
Because the Nedarim also, first you make the Neder, and then you become a Nazir.
What is that? I don't know. This is a question. The first time the question came to me. I don't know. I don't have an answer. You can think about it. Ketubot is all about ketubah. It's all about writing of a ketubah.
So how about in the Chumash? Why is the order first Sotah then Nazir?
It's supposed to be Sotah first. That's my question. That's what I'm asking. Wait, you.
In the Parsha, in the Chumash, it's first Sotah. So that means the Gemara should also be like that.
Yeah. Right. But the reason why it's not is because ketubah starts first.
So the question should be, why is the Chumash like that then?
No. The Chumash is the right order. We're asking on the Gemara, why is the Gemara like that? Anyway, it's food for thought. If you can come up with a nice answer, I would love to hear it. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Gemara. Michti, Tanami Nazir, Kasalik, Ken Seder Mishnah, Sotah Achar Nazir. That's a Seder of the Mishnah. Sotah comes after Nazir. Mai Tana de Tana Sotah. Why is it teach Sotah? Mai Tana ben Nazirut, Din Damele Sotah, De Tana Sotah Batra. Why is it teach Nazirut? It's similar to Sotah. The Tana Sotah Batra, it's teaching Sotah afterwards. Meaning, why is the Tana dealing with this aspect of Sotah that comes after it? So he says, it's talking about Bekil Kula. Ben Nivla uvboshda, sheminavelin ota. They make her ugly, they tire her out. Ket Ketanim Matniti, and we said the Mishnah later on. Kosher Chevel Emala Midadea, they tie a, they rip her hair off. They do all these different types of things that cause her to become a little bit, feel very down about what's going on. Yazir atzmo min hayayin, will hold himself back from wine. Shayayin mivei lidei kalut rosh vehu garamla. Wine brings a person to lightheadedness, and that's what caused her to become like this. Very important. You know, it's interesting because there's a mitzvah on Shabbat, on Kiddush, on Yamim Tovim, to have wine. Over here it's saying wine can cause a person to become lightheaded. So it's important. I think what Rashi is teaching us is it's important for a person that he does everything in moderation. He never goes to extremes. When you go to an extreme, that's what caused it to become like that. Whenever you do things in moderation, then it won't happen. Why doesn't it teach Sotah first? Rashi says, Rashi's explaining exactly your question. Hey, in the Parashiyot, in the Torah, it says Sotah first. Why are you switching it around over here? So the Gemara says, V'tana hamadir, it taught chapter of Madir, Perekhu bektubot, hamadir et ishto. Somebody takes a neder from his wife. Since it's talking about Nidarim, Tana Nidarim, it taught Masach Nidarim. Achar Ktubot, after Ktubot. Va'aydi the Tana Nidarim, once it taught Nidarim, Tana Nazir Batra, it taught Nazir afterwards. Sha'afa Nazirut Ba'a Yede Neder. Nazirut is also coming from a Neder. V'hadar Tana Sotah Batra, and then it taught Sotah afterwards. Okay, I think I have the answer. The answer is the following. The whole reason why Nidarim comes after Ktubot is because Nidarim has to do, it's connected with Perek HaMadir, with the chapter about Amadir. So it's starting with Ketubot, and then it's going to Nedarim, because it has to do with Madir. And then it's going to Nazir, because it has to do like a Neder. And then it's going to Sota, just a person pulls himself away from the wine when he sees a Sota. It can't start with Sota, because how do you get from Nazir to Nedarim? You need to mention Nedarim first to say that Nazir is like a Neder. You can't say Nazir and then say, oh, because Nazir is like a Neder, I'm going to teach Masai Nedarim. It doesn't make as much sense. Then starting from the generality, if you start from the general Nedarim, and like we're doing, starting from the generality, and then you go to the specific.
You guys are doing with Sota and Nazir, though. It should be Sota first.
Nachon. It's a good shahid.
What if it's like, because Ketuvah's like, you're in Ketuvah, so that's like the start, like marriage. Then like you make Nazarim at when you're getting married. Then maybe...
Oh, very nice. Okay, so there's Ketubot, you get married. Perek HaMadir, Madir at Isho. Then there's Nedarim. Nazir. And then Sota comes when you're married. If a person is married and he has such a situation, that's a good, it's a good pshat. Yeah, could be. Okay, back to the Gemara. Hamikane. We said in the Mishnah, somebody who warns. So what can you imply from that? Somebody who warns. What does that mean? Oh, very good. So that means diavad in. That's only after the fact. But the chatchila lo. But a person should not do it initially. Initially, you shouldn't go out to warn. You shouldn't warn a person initially. Why? You shouldn't warn the woman initially. Why not? Why shouldn't you warn?
Embarrassing? I don't know.
So look, the Gemara then says, our Tana holds, it is forbidden to warn. So Rashi says, it doesn't say a person warns their wife, al pishnaim, with two witnesses. It says, if he warns, so then Rashi says, asur lekanot, you're not allowed to warn. Shemevi atzmo lidei tagar, ve'et ishto lidei nivul, afilo hi tehora. You ruin everything. You destroy everything. You cause your wife to now become disgusting. So you bring out a bad name. You bring out a bad reputation. So you shouldn't do such a thing. If you have suspicions, if you think something's up, talk to her, discuss with her. If you think it's not for you, that's it. End it. Finish. What's the point of warning? Warning is only coming either it's going to embarrass her completely, which it will do, or it's going to cause it to explode. Right?
What's tagar?
Tagar... I think tagar is like a negative connotation. Like you're bringing yourself to something very bad. The literal translation, I don't remember what tagar literally means. Okay? Okay, let's continue. The Gemara says...
Wait, so you're saying it's a sword to even warn?
That's what he's saying. According to this Tana, he's saying, based on what the Mishnah said, Hamekanele ishto, it's showing you that if someone warns, that means that our Tana holds, you should not warn. But it's seemingly, there's other opinions. Another opinion that would hold that, no, it's not a sort
to
warn.
But isn't the whole thing of Sota that like, you need to be warned first? Because if you're not warned, like, Sota isn't a thing. So how can we say you can't warn?
The whole idea, he's saying, don't get yourself into a situation where you have a Sota. That's what he's trying to say. He says, don't let yourself come into such a situation.
Like, don't marry a type of girl that would do this.
No, not don't marry a girl. I think don't warn her so that you don't get into a situation where you have a sota.
Why?
Because like Rashi's saying, you're causing her to come out as an ugly, disgusting situation.
Yeah, so you want to know the truth though.
The thing is that
sota is a thing. Rashi knows, and the only way sota is a thing is if you're warned first in front of two people.
Your marriage is already
so
ruined.
So not even to warn her. Like it's a sota is a thing. So you need to warn her. Does that make sense or not?
No, he's trying to say, don't get yourself into a sota situation.
But it makes you find out what the truth is. You know what your right way truly is.
Why do you need the truth?
Rather living a life
Don't live that life. End it. Meaning...
Get a divorce from her and don't even warn her?
You're in a situation where she's doing something suspicious. So figure out what's going on. Hold on. Why are you going in seclusion with another man? That's a red flag. So he's saying, from our Mishnah, it sounds like, because of the fact that it says, Hamikaneh, that sounds like a person ideally shouldn't warn. It's only if in a situation where he warned, this is what would happen. That's what it sounds like.
Is this where you learn Yichud from? Like, men and women can't be alone?
It's not necessary. No, we don't necessarily learn it from here. It's learned Masachet Kiddushin. Is Yichud Deoraita? I mean, the aspect of Yichud itself is not, but it's learned out from Psukim. We learn it in Masachet Avodah Zarah. We learn in different places where we learn you're not allowed to go into Yichud. It's a good question. The Gemara says, "Amar Bishmuel Bar Yitzchak, ki hava patach Reish Lakish besota." When Reish Lakish would open up with his drasha on Masechet, on the, talking about the topic of Sota. Amar Hachi would say the following. This is a famous Gemara, by the way. Ein mezavgin lo la'adam, isha el lefim asav. You cannot pair up a person. A person is only paired up with a woman based on his actions. Shne'emar, as the pasuk says, ki lo yanuach shevet haresha al goral hatzadikim. That the tribe of the wicked tribe will not be yanuach, will not rest on the goral, on the necks of the tzadikim. Meaning, it'll only be if this person is set up with this person. It's because why? It's because they are both good people, or they're both bad people. They're based on ma'asav. That's what he's trying to say. And over here, this pasuk is a pasuk in Tehillim. Rashi explains. The next Rashi, but let's continue in the Gemara. He says, "Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan." He says, "V'kashin lezavgan kekriat yamsuf." It is difficult to set up a couple like splitting of the sea, like the splitting of yamsuf. Shneimar's pasuk says, "Elohim moshiv yechidim baita motzi asirim bekosharot." That God, He places individuals in a house motzi asirim bekosharot. He takes out his people. The people are stuck. He takes them out bekosharot in the kosher time. What is this referring to? Oh, very good. This is referring to Yetziyah Mitzrayim, that Hashem took them out. What does it mean in bekosharot? He took them out in a
good weather
time.
What does that have to do with marriage, though?
No, what he's trying to say is that it's very difficult for him to do. It's a very difficult thing to be able to pair people up. Rashi explains. Let's look at Rashi. Ki patach keshahiyah bad lidrosh parashat sota. When you would explain parashat sota, you'd give it the rasha. Mizavgin isha lefim asav. We only set a person up based on his actions. Tsanua latzadik uprutza larasha. A woman is tsanua. You're gonna find a tsanua wife if you're a tzadik. You're going to find a pritzut wife if you're a rasha. So this is how, you want to determine if you can find a tzanua wife? You have to be a tzadik. Ki lo yanuach shevet haresha al goral tzadikim. Lo yizdaveg memshelet resha v'goral tzadik. The groups of the rishaim will not be able to be paired up with the groups of the tzadikim. V'kashin is difficult lifnei makom. It is difficult for Hashem, Rashi says. It's difficult for Hashem, lezavgam, hanach tedafim ma'asav, the people that is based on their actions, the couple is based on their actions, it's difficult for Him to connect them like the splitting of the sea, shenishtanu sidrei bereshit, that the actual essence of creation changed. The water is split. That's not nature, that's not through nature. Hashem undid nature of the world. What does it mean it's difficult in front of Hashem? Does that make sense?
It's not for Hashem, it's for like...
But Hashem says, lifnei ha-makom.
Yeah, but actually, nothing difficult for Hashem. It's more like a, more mind-boggling to us. No?
I get what you're saying, but how do you explain Rashi? Lifnei makom.
Is it like the amount of things that Hashem has to do for, like in our eyes, like for us to find like our zivug, like that, like it's like against nature. Like for this person to find this person out of all the people, it's like the same thing that. It's like against nature, just with the sea.
Right. So some people explain like this. There's many different, again, there's not one answer. There's many different answers on this question. On how do you make sense of it's difficult for Hashem? Just like however difficult it is for a person to set up a couple, it's just as difficult as it was for Hashem to split the sea. So some people explain, like you're saying, it's not literal. Some people explain that it's not necessarily talking about, when it's saying it's difficult for Hashem, it's in our perspective. It's saying it's difficult for man to understand how God split the sea. Or it's difficult if man were to try to split a sea, it's difficult for him to understand such a thing. Right? There's many different types of answers. One answer I like is, what does it mean, kashin lezavgan kikriyat yamsuf, is that the difficulty that God has to be able to reveal Himself, not literally, and reveal Himself and change the nature of the world for you to see that Hashem is fully there, it's as difficult to be able to set a couple up. Why? Because Hashem, the whole purpose of this world is for us to be able to choose God. If He reveals Himself, then there's no more reason here. Everything's given to you. It's obvious. You have no more reason to choose. Because He's there. He's right in front of you. Obviously, I'm going to choose God. He's real. Once He reveals Himself, now there's no more question. So God, He's saying it's so difficult for God, in front of God, to reveal Himself, to make it, to change the nature and make it so clear that there's a miracle, because then it makes it that He's like, why are we even here anymore? So that's a pshat also you can give. Okay?
Wait, can I ask you a question? Whenever it says a Russia is like with a Russian and Tzadik, So you'll never see someone that's like a... You'll never see a bad person with a good person.
Oh,
so
let's see. Hold on. Let's finish the marriage. Very good question. Let's finish the Gemara. Rashi then says, Moshi v'chdim baita, Adam yachid v'isha yachidah. He places in man and a woman, v'hu mezavgin yachad u'miyashiv mehem bait. He places them together in a house. He took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim in a kosher month. It wasn't too hot, it wasn't too cold. It's making a connection between the pairing of people up. So Yetzeh Mitzrayim. The Gemara then asks, Ini, what is Ini?
Is it really so?
Veha, Amar of Yudah, Marav, Yudah says in the name of Rav, Arba'im Yom Kodem Yetzirat HaValad, 40 days before the creation of the child, of the baby, before he was even created. Bat kol yotzet ve'omeret, the heavenly voice goes out and says, Bat ploni leploni, this daughter will marry this person, this man. Beit ploni leploni, this house will be for this person. Sde ploni leploni, this field will be for that person. Meaning, what does that mean?
With the part of
it's predetermined. All predetermined, it's all destined. Who you're going to marry is destined. Hold on. If I tell you who you're going to marry is based on your actions, and then I tell you who you're going to marry is based on destiny, those are contradictory. That's a contradiction. So the Gemara, how does the Gemara explain that? La kasha, it's not difficult. Ha, bezug rishon. Ha, bezug sheni.
I didn't get that.
This means it's the first couple, the first time you're married versus the second time you're married. Based on Rashi, Rashi says, let's look at Rashi. Ini, is that so? Mi have zivug lifi resha v'zichut, is it based on your wickedness or your merit? V'ham mekodem yetziratam she'en noda risho v'zichutom machrizin et zugo, it's already destined. V'im tomar hakol galui lifin ha'makom hakol b'dei shamayim chutz v'yad shamayim, if you say, oh, everything is revealed in front of Hashem, it's all predetermined. It says, k'damar masachet nida, malach ha'memune al ha'rayon notel tipa u'mevi'a lifin ha'makom v'mer lifanav tipa zo mate alea. This Hashem, the Malach, who is chosen for bringing people pregnant, he takes one drop, he places it inside, and he brings the baby in front of Hashem, and he says, "What's going to be for this baby? Gibor or chalash, brave or weak, chacham or tipesh, strong or stupid, ashir or ani, wealthy or not, or poor, aval tzadik verasha lo ka'amar le." But that angel is not going to say to God, ask God, is he going to be a tzaddik or not? Why?
For the first marriage.
The ein ze bidei shamayim. That's not in the hands of God. It's in your hands if you're going to be a tzaddik. It's not in God's hands. When it says, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yirat shamayim, that's what yirat shamayim is. Yirat shamayim is, are you going to be a tzaddik or rasha? That's in your hands. That's your choice. Hashem does not determine that. And what do we say? Zug rishon versus zug sheni. Zug rishon, the first marriage, lefiyam mazal. That's based on?
Luck.
That's based on destiny. Right? Hashem destines it. So your first marriage is based on destiny.
It's not based on
Zug sheni, second marriage, lefi ma'asav, is based on your actions. V'kashel la'zavgan lefi she'ena bat zugo. It's hard to set them up because it's not your partner, meaning it's not your destined partner. It's someone you're matchmaking, pretty much. So now, what is it today?
Because that contradicts Rosh Hashanah's like whole thing.
Exactly. So in the way we're answering the contradiction is not, it's not a contradiction anymore. Now he's saying in the first marriage, it's based on destiny. In the second marriage, Rosh Lakish was, that's what he was talking about. It's referring to...
Like you'll get divorced if you don't
based on destiny, you should never be able to get divorced.
Isn't it like the actions make you get divorced?
Oh, okay, good. So there's different explanations on this. So Rashi is understanding it's a first marriage and a second marriage. There are different explanations. There's a Meiri, I think he says, it goes until a certain age. Meaning it's a, when it says Zug Rishon, when it says Zug Rishon, it's referring to up until a certain age. It's based on destiny. After a certain age, it's not no longer based on destiny anymore. Now it's based on your actions.
He says the age or no?
I think he says the age. Let me see. No, it doesn't say. It just says young versus older. And then I think the Arizal, if I'm not mistaken, the Arizal, like he was mentioning, says it's based on your Gilgul. So if you're a first time, you know what a Gilgul is?
Yeah.
If it's your first time that your neshama is here, that's Zug Rishon. If it's not your first time, that's Zug Sheni. All of us nowadays really are Zug Sheni. So really, basically nowadays, if you understand like the Arizal, it's now all based on Zug Sheni, meaning it's all based on your actions.
Isn't it also like, they say that like you have like different options like based on where you're holding?
40 levels or something.
Like 40 or like 7.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be. Again, there's many different commentaries on this line of how you understand this contradiction. But simply speaking, machloket, how you understand the Gemara. Simple pshat according to Rashi is first marriage or second marriage. This is a Tosfot over here also. So Tosfot says, Tema, it's the third to last Tosfot. Zug Rishon, Zug Sheni. Tema, Beperek ve'elu megalchin, Masahed Mor Katan, it says, Damar Shmuel, Mutar la'ares b'cholo shol moed. You're allowed to get married, you're allowed to get engaged during Chol HaMoed. Shemek demenu acher, because somebody else may come to steal your girl. May steal your girl. So kaparichle mehacha. Why don't you ask contradiction from here? 40 yom kodim mitzirat avalad. 40 days before the baby is created. Amaylo mokehatam milte deshmuel bezuk sheni. Why doesn't it? Whenever it asks this contradiction over there, and it says 40 days before the baby is created, it says it's the heavenly voice comes out and said it's destined. And what is it? It doesn't answer over there, saying what Shmuel said over there, talking about zuk sheni, meaning Tosfot saying. And it's asking you, 40 days before the baby is created, it's all based on mazal, it's all based on your destiny. So he's asking a question, he's saying, why doesn't it mention over there, whenever it says that you're allowed to marry, you're allowed to get engaged during Chol HaMoed, why? Because maybe somebody's going to come and steal your girl. So what's the reason over there? She's saying, you're afraid that someone's going to, that's based on choice. But if you say it's destiny, why would you be afraid? Over there, it didn't give this answer that we're saying, Zug Rishon versus Zug Sheni. So this is Tosfot's question, Tosfot's actually asking, why doesn't it say over there, talking about Zug Sheni? Anyway, that it's talking about all based on Masa. That's a good question. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. Good, clear? Questions, comments, feedback?